This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English and I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgina.
Now, Georgina, what do you know about free diving?
Free diving is a sport where people dive underwater as deep as they can without carrying air tanks, so just by holding their breath.
That's right. We're going to find out today about a world record free diver. But first, a question, and this is a physics one. On dry land, at sea level, the pressure or weight of all the air above us is known as an atmosphere. How far underwater do you have to go until the weight of water is equal in pressure to another atmosphere? Is it A, 1 metre, B, 10 metres, or C, 100 metres? What do you think, Georgina?
Well, water is much heavier than air, but there is a lot of air above us, many kilometres. So I don't think 1 metre of water is heavy enough. Same for 10 metres. So I think 100 metres is the equivalent of one atmosphere.
OK, we'll find out if you are swimming comfortably or completely out of your depth later. Herbert Nitsch holds the world record for the deepest free dive. In 2012, he reached a depth of 253 metres. Recently, he spoke on the BBC World Service radio programme Outlook about his experiences. He spoke about how he trained himself to hold his breath for a long time. Lungs are the organs in the body that hold the air that we breathe in, and he says that he trains himself not by starting with a big breath, but when his lungs are already empty. Why is that?
The reason why I do it on empty lungs is that the urge to breathe comes earlier, and this is when the training starts, because when you hold your breath on full lungs, the urge to breathe comes like a few minutes in, but the time up to that point is no training at all. On the time where you have the urge to breathe and fight against it, that's the time you're actually training.
So why train with empty lungs?
Because you have to practice not breathing when you need to breathe.
Can you explain further?
Of course. Normally, our breathing is automatic. We don't have to think about it. If you hold your breath, there is a point where your body tells you that it's time to breathe.
And at that point, most of us will take a breath, won't we?
Exactly. Our body and brain is telling us, go on, breathe, take a breath. This strong feeling to do something is called an urge. To hold your breath for a long time, you have to ignore that urge. You have to fight against it. So to train to do that, it's a waste of time taking a big breath, because holding your breath when you don't need to breathe isn't difficult. You have to practice fighting against that urge to breathe.
Nitsch did a lot of free diving in lakes in his home country of Austria. Diving in lakes is very different from diving in the ocean. Here he is describing the experience.
In the beginning, it's very spooky and it's not a pleasant feeling at all in the beginning. It's something actually quite intimidating. But after a while, you get used to it and you learn to appreciate it actually, that it's so quiet. Quiet, and you're deprived of all sensations except the cold, of course. And so you hear your own heartbeat because there's absolutely no sound.
How does he describe the sensation?
It's very cold, dark, and quiet when diving deep in lakes. And at first, he says, the experience is spooky. This means it's a little scary and mysterious. In the same way, we might find a graveyard at night spooky. That kind of feeling.
And he also says it's intimidating, which is a feeling of being frightened by something stronger and more powerful than you are.
And you experience these feelings because you are deprived of all sensations. When you are deprived of something, it means you don't have it. It's taken away, and sensations are the way we experience the world. So sound, sight, and smell. Diving in cold, dark, silent waters, you are deprived of many of our usual sensations. And that is spooky and intimidating.
Rather him than me. I don't think I'd like that experience at all. Right, before we review our vocabulary, let's have the answer to the quiz. How far underwater do you have to go until the weight of water is equal in pressure to another atmosphere? Georgina, what did you say?
I thought 100 metres.
Well, that is actually the equivalent of 10 atmospheres. So the correct answer is 10 metres. Every 10 metres of depth in water is the equivalent to the weight and pressure of the air above us at sea level. There is a difference between fresh and salt water, but it's not so much as to make your answer correct. Well done if you got that right.
Well, I was clearly out of my depth with that question.
You were. Now, vocabulary. The part of our body that holds our breath is our lungs.
A very strong need or desire to do something like breathe is an urge.
Something spooky is a little scary and mysterious.
And it can also be intimidating, which means it's overpowering and frightening in a way that makes you less confident.
And to be deprived of sensations means to have certain feelings like touch and hearing taken away. So, Georgina, do you fancy freediving?
Well, would I like to go hundreds of metres down in cold, dark, silent water without any breathing equipment? Let me think about that. I've thought about it. No, thank you.
Not my cup of tea either. And speaking of tea, it's time for us to go and get a cuppa. That's all from us. Do join us next time. And if you get lonely, you can find us online, on social media and on the BBC Learning English app. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English.
From BBC Learning English.